We're meeting the new Chief State Forester here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Glad you could be here. Heather Berkland is a 20-year career veteran of the Department of Natural Resources and the first woman to lead the division overseeing our state's 17 million acres of forest land. She was previously Deputy Division Administrator of Field Operations, leading public and private lands programs, fire protection programs, along with forestry certification and partnerships. She started her career as a field forester in Merrill, Crandon, and Mercer. What do you want to ask the new Chief State Forester? It's 800-642-1234. Heather, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you for having me.
Well, give us a bird's eye view, if you could, of our forest land in Wisconsin. How expansive is it? Where is it clustered?
Yes, we are lucky to have a land base, forest land base of about 17 million acres. And contrary to many beliefs that the public or the state manages and owns the majority, it actually is private land ownership at 11.5 million acres. And about 9 million is considered family forests. And that is scattered across the state. Public land, we have about 5.2 million acres in the state. It's roughly 1.2 million acres. And our county forests are actually the largest public land managers at 2.4 million acres. And we also are lucky to have the Shawmigan-Nicolet National Forest.
Yes.
And then our tribal lands as well for public ownership. So we have a diverse ownership of forest land, diverse species and forest ecosystems across the state. And obviously, we have diverse landscapes and geography with the driftless area, you know, pattern ag land with woodlots, and then the expansive kind of north woods landscape as well.
When you say diverse species, what is that biodiversity like?
We have, you know, a range from, you know, the oak hickory type forests in the south, patches of walnut in far southwest, to vast expanses of northern hardwoods in the north, and then, you know, spattered amongst our aspen and our pine forests. Mm-hmm.
When you point out the private land ownership of these forests, would you say that our forest lands are expanding or contracting in Wisconsin? You know, one of the threats is this loss of open space, loss to development. Is there development of forest land in Wisconsin?
Yeah, that has definitely been something that's we recognize as a challenge, and it's for the past several decades, and that's kind of that fragmentation. And it's really about land ownership kind of changing hands more quickly than maybe historically. Historically, you know, you had landowners that held on to their properties, maybe were farming and also had woodland. And then just in the last several decades, it's really been kind of changing over. We had historically large industrial land ownership connected with mills, and those lands have kind of converted over as well to smaller inholdings, which, you know, the important piece is if landowners are keeping their land in forest and just recognizing the importance of managing their properties. But it does get more difficult on that kind of education piece on, you know, managing and keeping large blocks of land in forests. We do have a conservation easement program that's been, you know, quite a benefit to keeping lands in forest across the state. About 300,000 acres is in that program at this time. So, and then the Knowles-Nelson Stewardship Fund has also been a benefit to acquiring land, you know, high-value land across the state.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Heather Berkland. She's the new chief of the forestry division for the state DNR. We're looking at the work of her division, her priorities as the head. You can join in. What questions do you have for the new chief of state forestry? Do you work in forestry or the timber industry? Or are you an outdoor enthusiast? What would you like to say? Join in at 800-642-1234. Heather, how is the DNR working with the forest products industry, huge industry in Wisconsin, mills, timber harvesters? How do you manage the best interests of the industry as well as the state forest conservation efforts?
Yeah, that's always a great question and a balance that we need to consider. And, you know, as you mentioned, the forest industry is super critical to the health of our economy in Wisconsin at $24 billion annually that contributes to the state's economy and over 60,000 jobs in that forest industry. And so it is critical that we have a healthy and robust, diverse industry for long-term sustainable forestry and so that we can maintain that landscape. And so I would just reiterate that the Division of Forestry has been, our foundation has really been on that partnership and that partnerships for that social, economic, and ecological balance. And so we partner and collaborate not only with industry to make sure that we have the markets, that we have the capacity to manage our woods, bring wood to the market, use the products that we do every day, but also have that balance of preservation so that people have the opportunity to recreate and that across the state, which is also an important forest recreation brings in $5.5 billion to the economy on average. So that balance, and I think just recognize that, you know, active management, working forests can definitely complement our tourism and our recreation. So it really is about that balance.
When you look at recreation and striking a balance, how do you do that with ATV use in our forest lands?
I would compare it with any of the kind of the recreational stakeholders. You know, there are definitely areas that can be set aside for those types of activities. And then there's areas set aside for, you know, that remote hunting opportunities, areas that we are now looking at for, you know, mountain biking and skiing. And so there's a lot of interest groups out there that have a vested interest in offering a variety of recreational opportunities. So it's really having those conversations in place and looking at various properties and our management plans, our master plans, we call them, and kind of the public input into that process and using that as our guidance on how we plan to manage some of our public lands, in particular our state lands.
But just give us the nuts and bolts here on ATVs. What do they do when you're using them? What do they do to the ecology or, you know, is there an impact when you use ATVs in forests?
We have a guidance in place on development of trails so that we want to minimize that impact. You know, it's similar to any road system through a block of forest, you know, just trying to mitigate erosion potential, you know, and just offering that opportunity that people can still recreate in places where ATVs aren't, but also recognizing that, you know, ATVs are something that is the public has said is an important piece in areas of the state as that kind of recreation tourism opportunity as well.
We're talking with Wisconsin's Chief State Forester, Heather Berkland of the DNR. What questions do you have about forest land management practices? What do you want to know about fire protection plans, invasives, conservation efforts? Join in 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Back in a minute with Division Chief Heather Berkland here on the Ideas Network. If you're just joining us, we're getting to know the DNR's new forestry division chief here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Heather Berkland is a career veteran of the DNR with most of her 20-year tenure in the Northwoods. She leads the Division of Forestry from her office in Rhinelander. In a bit of bio here, she grew up in the Boscobel and Reedsburg areas, hunting and picking morels on her family's 120 acres, exploring the hills and river bottoms of the Driftless area. What do you want to ask the state forestry chief? What about managing invasive species and fire protection? It's 800-642-1234. And Division Chief Heather Berkland stays with us. Let's take a call now. Christian is joining us from Madison. Hi, Christian.
Hi. Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
My parents have about 140 acres in Buffalo County. Very high whitetail population there, but it's mostly been in forestry for a while. It was in the CREEP program, if you're familiar with that. But they're moving now to try to be more sustainable. They want to make sure that, you know, that it can still hold that property because the recreational tax bracket is pretty high. So they want to make sure they can participate as fully as possible and be, you know, make sure that forest is preserved and have good stewardship. So what would be the ideal for them? To combine some of that with the whitetail and the forest.
Christian, thanks. Heather, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for that. And, you know, part of the job that I really enjoyed was working with private landowners and the passion that they have. And so it is exciting to hear that they want to continue to think about the future. And there are various programs that you may already be aware of. We do have our managed forest law program, where we, you know, kind of develop a management plan for reduced taxes and kind of offering the various objectives for landowners. But that's not always for everyone. There is connecting with a local wildlife biologist as well for potentially some opportunities for maybe DMAP, and that has with deer management as part of the driver there. You know, and just looking at also potential easement programs or, you know, opportunities of putting land in certain, you know, trusts for maintaining it as forest land. So I do think that there are opportunities, and I would encourage you to check out the our DNR website and, you know, kind of type in forestry and also the other programs. As far as kind of land acquisition, land management, and there's a slew of resources there that we can connect you with one of our local professionals and talk through your specific situation.
Christian, thanks for the call. You know, we watched, Heather, as the West went up in flames last year. Is Wisconsin in danger of such devastating fires ravaging our forests?
You know, we definitely... fire is definitely an important piece of the work that we do. And then we also always need to kind of consider that risk, especially in our urban interface, our wildland fire-urban interface. You know, the Western landscape and climate is a bit different than we have here. They have much more contiguous kind of forests. And we've been blessed that we've been able to kind of keep a healthy forest by actively kind of managing. And so that helps kind of diversify the potential for fire to spread. But, you know, we are not out of the water. Obviously, in 2013, we had one of the largest fires we had in history in the German Road fire. You know, on average, we have between, 800 and 900 fires a year that burn about 2,300 acres. So definitely something that you want to consider. And our Wildland Urban Interface Program that I mentioned, WUI, definitely working with communities and our local volunteer fire departments and kind of assessing properties, opportunities for homeowners to kind of reduce that risk in their own backyard. So definitely something that we our job contributes to the state. We invest in resources and equipment, training. We also have partnerships with the Great Lakes Forest Fire Compact, and that there are grants available for fire reduction and prevention.
And I would assume that's all under the division's fire protection program.
Yes.
Under that umbrella. Heather Berkland with us, the chief of the forestry division for the state DNR, taking your questions, 800-642-1234. Let's go to George now, joining us from Wausau. Hi, George.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My question is regarding maximum harvest in the Northern Highland American Legion Forest. I was at a public hearing up in Woodruff a few years back, and they were discussing outlining the different levels of harvest in the forest up there, and I was just curious what maximum harvest means and how that relates to the other levels of harvesting the northern, the NHAL.
Thank you, George. Yeah, Heather.
Yes, you know, and I don't know that some of that was a result of some legislation that occurred for us to be taking a hard look at our state forests and our state properties and making sure that we are managing where we have that opportunity to contribute to the demand and the supply of our marketplace. So again, our master plans on our state forests really are the driver, and then balancing that with the legislation that comes to fruition and making sure that we're aligned and, you know, still having that balance of the recreation, the social, and the ecological piece. And so really just mapping out where we are doing more active management, where we will set aside areas where there may be less management across all of our state properties.
Yeah, and, you know, partnerships have been such an important piece for you in managing forest land. What happens, though, when there is conflict, when there are disagreements between how to manage these forests?
Hopefully it's a conversation we can all have and just kind of recognize, again, that we need to collaborate if we really want to sustain the forest, our forest landscape, to have a forest industry and to just have forests for long-term in Wisconsin. And so, you know, making sure that we're listening to each other's needs, but really keeping the objective of the health of our landscape in the forefront. Mm. But you're right. I think it's with any, you know, any type of large public entities is trying to find that balance and getting folks to the table, listening to concerns, and just trying to address as best we can.
Let's bring in Aaron joining us from Madison. Hi, Aaron.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. So it's a real joy to just listen and hear the ways that which you are engaging across sectors and in forestry. And I think you're also an inspiration for resource professionals across, like, you know, young and old alike. So I'm wondering if you could just highlight, like who, you know, what, who have been your mentors? And also more specifically, like, what trees have been your mentors over the years, and maybe what wisdom have you learned from that as we look to go outside more in these days? So thank you for my call. I'll take an answer off the air here.
Yes, no, thank you for that. I have been very lucky to have been able to work with many great staff and partners throughout the forestry community, and just trying to be that sponge and absorb all the information I can, and historic perspective, the practical sense, the you know, just all of the technical skills has been very valuable to me. And, you know, recognizing, obviously, that women in this profession have been underrepresented, you know, and I think just in general, the forestry profession, you know, doesn't have as much diversity as some of the other professions. But just hopefully I can be that face and get people excited, and just recognizing that diversity and, you know, people working together is where we need to go in the future. You know, so I had, again, just lots of folks that have helped my career along the way. And I would say, you know, take the time to really observe trees. You know, trees aren't like the fun, furry creatures, you know, that we all like to watch and observe. But trees really are amazing, you know, living beings that that evolve slowly over time, but they need to be tended, and they change as well, and they are renewable. So just thinking about that when you're out recreating or walking down your city block, and just really appreciating that tree and what it gives gives us.
All trees are your mentors.
right. You know, but I would say I definitely, the days on a quiet winter day, snowshoeing through a hemlock hardwood forest, the quiet, the chickadees, and just those days would just bring much peace to me.
We only have about 15 seconds left, though, and I want to just know, are you noticing climate change in our state forests?
Yes, climate is here and definitely something in the forefront. We'll be aligning some of our initiatives with what the governor may be bringing forward as well. The department also has a blueprint for climate action. And so we feel that much of sustainable management and things that we are doing in the state will complement climate mitigation in the future, but definitely something to keep your eyes on this coming year.
Heather, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. And please check out our website and feel free to reach out and appreciate those trees.
Heather Berkland, the Wisconsin DNR's chief state forester. She was appointed to the post by DNR Secretary Preston Cole in October. Coming up, we talk with a journalist on Capitol Hill about the events following the storming of the Capitol building last week. How do you feel about the House voting to impeach the president? 800-642-1234. That's after a news update on the Ideas Network.